We will rest here for a moment.
Oh, thank goodness. I never thought anyone could walk as far as we've walked.
Stop complaining.
It's no use, O Queen. They must have reached the stone table by now.
Perhaps the wolf will smell us out and bring us news.
Well, it cannot be good news if he does.
4 thrones in Caer Paravel. How? If only 3 were filled, that would not fulfill the prophecy.
What difference would it make now that he is here?
He may not stay long, and then we would fall upon the 3 at Caer.
It might be better to keep this one for bargaining with.
Yes, and have him rescued.
We'd better do what we have to do at once.
I would like to have it done on the stone table itself. That is the proper place. That is where it has always been done before.
It'll be a long time now before the stone table can again be put to its proper use.
True. Well, I will begin.
I hear someone coming.
I have seen them. They're all at the stone table with him. Oh. They have killed Morgrim, my captain. I was hidden in the thickets and saw it all. One of the sons of Adam killed him. Fly! Fly!
No! There will be no flying. Go, quickly. Summon all our people to meet me here as speedily as they can. Call out the giants and the werewolves and the spirits of those trees who are on our side. Call the ghouls and the boggles and the ogres and the minotaurs. Call the krulls, the hags, the spectres, and the people of the toadstools. We will fight.
Fight.
Have I not still my wand? Will not their ranks turn into stone even as they come on? Be off quickly. I have a little thing to finish here while you are away.
Yes, your majesty.
Now, we have no table. Let me see. We had better put it against the trunk of the tree.
Get up, you. I said get up! Against that tree.
What? Why?
Be quiet.
Prepare the victim while I sharpen my knife.
What are you doing?
Shut up. Keep your head up. You have such a thin throat. This won't take long.
Please!
Untie him!
Give him some wine.
Here you are. Now drink this. Steady now. You'll be all right in a minute.
What's happening?
Who's got the witch? I thought you had her.
It's dark. I didn't see her after I knocked the knife out of her hand.
Oh, he's after the dwarf. Well, I don't know where he's gone to.
You mean to say they've escaped? How can that be?
Well, she is a witch, isn't she?
I don't think I feel very well.
Wakey, wakey. Son of Adam, daughters of Eve. Time to wake up. I've brought you some tea.
Oh. Thank you, and good morning. Susan?
Ooh. Yes, yes, I'm awake.
Lucy, come on.
Here I am.
You'll be pleased to know that your brother was rescued last night.
What?
Edmund?
They brought him into camp very late.
He's here? Now?
Oh, we must see him.
He's with Aslan, even at this moment.
Let's go! Come on, quick!
What about your tea?
Edmund!
Wait, Peter. He's still talking to Aslan.
No, he's beckoning to us.
Draw near.
Here is your brother. There is no need to talk to him about what is past.
I'm sorry, Peter. Will you shake hands and forgive me?
Of course I will, Ed.
Lucy, Susan, will you forgive me? I'm dreadfully sorry.
It's all right.
Yes, Edmund, it's all right.
Sire, there is a messenger from the enemy who craves an audience.
Let him approach.
It's the Red Dwarf, the one who...
What is your message, son of Earth?
The Queen of Narnia and Empress of the Lone Islands desires a safe conduct to come and speak with you on a matter which is as much to your advantage as to hers.
Queen of Narnia, indeed. Of all the cheek.
Peace, Beaver. All names will soon be restored to their proper owners. In the meantime, we will not dispute them. Tell your mistress, son of Earth, that I grant her safe conduct on condition that she leaves her wand behind her at the Great Oak.
Consider it done.
My leopards will accompany you to see that the conditions are properly carried out.
If you insist, sire.
But supposing she turned the two leopards into stone?
It'll be all right. You wouldn't send them if it weren't.
Is it my imagination? Or is it suddenly getting cold again?
It's the witch.
You have a traitor here, Aslan. You know that, of course.
His offense was not against you.
Have you forgotten the deep magic?
Let us say I have forgotten it. Tell us of this deep magic.
Tell you? Tell you what is written on that very table of stone which stands beside us? Tell you what is written in letters deep as a spear is long on the firestones on the secret hill? Tell you what is engraved on the scepter of the emperor beyond the sea? You at least know the magic which the emperor put into Narnia at the very beginning. You know that every traitor belongs to me as my lawful prey, and that for every treachery, I have a right to a kill.
Oh, so that's how you came to imagine yourself a queen, eh? Because you were the Emperor's hangman, I see.
Peace, Beaver.
Yes, certainly.
And so, that human creature is mine. His life is forfeit to me. His blood is my property.
Come and take it, then.
Fool! Do you really think your master can rob me of my rights by mere force? He knows the deep magic better than that. He knows that unless I have blood, as the law says, all Narnia will be overturned and perish in fire and water.
It is very true. I do not deny it.
Aslan, can't we... I mean, you won't, will you? Can't we do something about the deep magic? Isn't there something you can work against it?
Work against the Emperor's magic? No. Fall back, all of you. I will talk to the witch alone.
Oh, Edmund!
It was a terrible time, this, waiting and wondering while the lion and the witch talked earnestly together in low voices. The beavers stood holding each other's paws with their heads bowed. The centaurs stamped uneasily with their hoofs. But everyone became perfectly still in the end.
You can all come back. I have settled the matter. She has renounced the claim on your brother's blood.
But how do I know this promise will be kept?
We must move from this place at once. It will be wanted for other purposes. We shall encamp tonight at the fords of Boruna. Go, prepare. Peter Wolfsbane, we must talk.
Yes, Aslan.
As soon as she has finished her business in these parts, the witch and her crew will almost certainly fall back to her house and prepare for a siege. You may or may not be able to cut her off and prevent her from reaching it. I have two plans of battle, one for fighting the witch and her people in the wood, and another for assaulting her castle. You must pay close attention to carry them out.
But you will be there yourself, Aslan.
I can give no promise of that.